6 years ago, the state of Illinois embarked on a plan to reduce fertilizer runoff into waterways, but so far, the efforts haven't worked. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports on how Illinois and other Mississippi River Basin states got off track.
A tile drainage pipe ushers runoff from a central Illinois farm into the East Branch Embra River. This water will flow through the Wabash, Ohio, and Mississippi rivers before ending up in the Gulf of Mexico. Nitrogen and phosphorus levels will build as the water passes through more and more fertilizer-laden farmland, which, after nourishing crops, results in a dead zone off the coast of Texas and Louisiana.
So this is cereal rye.
Joe Rothermel's farm partially drains into that East Branch Embra River. Of his 1,100-acre corn and soybean operation, he plants cover crops on 800 of those acres.
Very good for suppressing weeds, holding in moisture.
By preventing soil erosion, cover crops help reduce Rothermel's pollution into the river. But despite his and other farmers' efforts, agriculture is still the largest contributor to nutrient runoff, which is why many Mississippi River Basin states have adopted plans to reduce their impact on the Gulf's dead zone, including Illinois. The basic goal of Illinois' nutrient loss reduction strategy is to cut nitrogen and phosphorus loads almost in half. More immediately, the aim is to reduce nitrogen by 15% and phosphorus by 25% in the next 4 years. But so far, it's not working. In fact, the situation is getting worse.
Unfortunately, right now, no. We're actually going the other way.
Trevor Sample is with Illinois' Environmental Protection Agency and coordinates the nutrient loss reduction strategy. He says between 2015 and 2019, nitrogen and phosphorus loads have increased by 13 and 37%, respectively, compared to the baseline numbers.
And a lot of that is because we're seeing increases in flows.
The massive amount of rain in 2019 meant that more water flowed into rivers, 25% more, to be exact. And with that increased flow comes increased nutrients. But there are other reasons Illinois hasn't yet improved its water quality, including a lack of money. By comparison, Iowa has dedicated $270 million to improving water quality. Jennifer Jones does watershed outreach with University of Illinois Extension. She says that money makes a big difference.
Whenever you look at Iowa, for example, it's just incredible to see the work that we've been able to do in Illinois without assistance from, you know, maybe the state level as much.
While Illinois does fund some conservation programs, there's currently no state money going directly to reducing nutrient runoff. Right now, the state is mostly relying on education. And that's what makes Jones's job so important. She helps make a podcast dedicated to the issue.
This is the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Podcast, Episode 25, Uncovering the Benefits of Cover Crops.
The podcast covers everything from the benefits of constructed wetlands to which cover crops to plant. More resources like this are needed, says Michael Woods, who manages the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Division. A recent Illinois State University survey found that fewer than half of Illinois farmers had even heard of the strategy.
The success of this initiative and the success of protecting our environment while sustaining our agricultural operations really comes down to education.
Joe Rothermel, the central Illinois farmer, thinks it will also take financial incentives and technological advances. And he says we can't leave all of that up to farmers.
Conservation is not free. And farmers, you know, are going to have to pay for this themselves, or somebody else is going to have to pay or help pay. And I'm not sure it should be totally on the farmer.
Rothermel says he's hopeful the new Biden administration will contribute federal dollars to conservation programs, including programs aimed at cutting down on farm runoff. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.